Trad, this is going to be a way off question, but you know, you and I just kind of talked about it in the break, and I know that's in the national debate right now. Your thoughts on healthcare? You've been through the system more than virtually anybody that's listening to this has experience with, and what are your thoughts?
Well, we got a horrendous problem, and unfortunately, it's all in the fine print. Annie and I will probably be between a quarter of a million to 400,000 in debt, including what the insurance pays. And if you read the fine print in my insurance, it covers me for a total of 60 days of rehab. And it gives me an allowance of $1,500 for equipment needed for a paraplegic in his home. Well, let me just tell you, the equipment needed is about $75,000. So prior to going into this episode, which God felt that he should bestow upon me for whatever reason, I thought I had the best insurance in the world. And I was told I had the best insurance that any state senator or anybody could have. And I'm a guy who's at great risk. You know, with grizzly bears at 80 yards and a wooden arrow, I know that I'm probably not going to die of old age. And yet my insurance fell so far short of what our needs are that it's mind-boggling. Now, I don't want to get into answers, but I could tell you the system is so broken. And when I listened to President Obama on TV, who I did not vote for, and I can't even understand what's being proposed, but I do know that if the government gets involved in our business, the business is very just no good. They can hardly run a Department of Motor Vehicles. But you're talking to someone. I don't have it on the tip of my tongue, but we have two funds set up to try to raise money for Annie and myself. I'm embarrassed to even mention it, because I think we're going to have a $300,000 bill that we can't pay. So it's tough. What do I think of health care? Very confused.
What about the quality of care you received?
The quality of care I received was first class, because I was in first class places. But I'm telling you, in these bigger city hospitals, you know, you're a number. I mean, when I woke up from my angiogram, there was a tube down my throat. A nurse took it out, said, you finished your operation, relax. And I was in a waiting room, a recovery room, with 50 other people. I got doctors in big hospitals come in anytime between 9 and 12, they give you 45 seconds to 2 minutes, and then they're off for the weekend. I mean, the system is so overstressed, so over, you know, profitized, that it's unbelievable. I mean, simple operations in the office, in the hospital, you know, cost $20, $30, $50, $100,000. And you look at what they did. I mean, it's just completely out of control, and it's scary. And what scares me is, you know, I don't know how I'm going to pay the debt back, but I'll get it paid back. But what about a working guy making 40 grand a year, working his ass off at the fire department, and his wife working at the grocery store? I mean, the great, you know, people of America, and they have insurance that promised all this stuff. God, you better read the fine print, because it just isn't what it's supposed to be.